我们早上的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相勉励的主题是天国的筵席。
For this morning's mutual encouragement, I'm going to use the topic, the banquet of heaven.
我们要参加这个筵席，不必到天上去。
We don't need to be in heaven to attend this banquet.
因为这个筵席是在地球上举办的。
Because this banquet is held on earth.
那这是要根据主耶稣在世的时候他所讲的比喻啊，来阐明这个道理。
And this truth that comes from the parable spoken by Jesus.
我们请看马太福音二十二章第一节第二节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 1 and 2.
马太福音二十二章第一节第二节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 1 and 2.
耶稣又用比喻对他们说，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的筵席。主耶稣在这边讲到这个天国好比一个王要办喜事。
Here Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepares a wedding banquet.
当时主耶稣讲这个比喻是在犹太人的这个圣殿里面讲的。
This parable was originally spoken in the Jewish synagogue.
那时候有很多这个犹太人的首领就是法利赛人。
At that time, there were many leaders at the time, and that was the Pharisees.
在跟主耶稣在辩论道理。
And they were discussing the law with Lord Jesus.
他们也非常佩服主耶稣所讲的道理非常好。
They also admired Jesus for the truth that he spoke.
他们以为耶稣呢，到底是在哪里受教育，这么会讲话。
And they wondered where Jesus got his wisdom and education that he could spoke so well.
那主耶稣呢，也发现这些犹太人的首领呢，很骄傲，不太谦卑。
Lord Jesus also found that these leaders were very proud, they were not humble.
所以他连续讲了三个比喻。
So he spoke these three parables.
也就是在二十一章有讲两个比喻。
In chapter 21, he spoke two parables.
那接下来，二十二章又讲一个比喻。
And then again one more in chapter 22.
那这个比喻都是针对当时的法利赛人来说的。
And these parables were targeted towards the Pharisees.
那有关主耶稣讲这个by宴席请客这个呢，在路加福音十四章也有讲一个。
And the same parable was also recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
但是呢，不同一个时间讲的，不同一个地点讲的。
But this parable was spoken in a different time frame, in different location.
内容好像有一点一样，但是实际上呢不太一样。
The content seems similar, but it's actually different.
那有关这个比喻呢，我会分几个单元跟大家做参考。
And I would just divide this into a few units for us to share.
在这个世界上有很多这个请客的这个内容。
In this world, we do much of this hosting and going to banquets.
如果我们国家的国王或者是总统为自己的儿子办喜事。
If the president or the king of a country holds a banquet for his son,
我们能够被邀请是觉得非常光荣的。
And it would be very honorable for us to be invited to this banquet.
那主耶稣在这个比喻当中谈到这个喜宴呢，也是用邀请的方法。
And in the banquet in this parable, the king also invites guests.
那神办喜宴呢，有几个这个含义在里面。
When God prepares his banquet, there are a few meanings to this.
这种喜宴也有摆出来的食物是精神食物。
For some of these banquets, the food that they're serving is spiritual food.
那神办喜宴呢，有时候我们人要跟神交通啊，也要办喜宴。
Sometimes when we have to interact with God, we have to hold these feasts.
你要亲近神跟神交通，要得神的恩典。
If we want to draw near to God, we want to receive His blessings.
都要来参加这种神所办的这个喜宴。
We must attend these banquets that God holds.
所以主耶稣呢，在述的时候，他讲道理，好几次都用比喻啊，来阐明这些道理。
And so there are many truths that Lord Jesus spoke. He used parables.
那早上这个单元，我要提出四点。
And for this unit this morning, I'm going to touch upon four points.
第一点就是谈到王啊，为他儿子来娶亲呐。
And the first point is regarding the king preparing this wedding banquet for his son.
那这主要是王跟他的儿子。
And the two involved are the king and his son.
这是第一点要谈的。
This is the first point.
第二点要谈的就是新娘。
The second point is regarding the bride.
女主角到底是谁？
Who is this female character?
第三点要谈的就是人的一些梦想。
And the third point is regarding men's desires and dreams.
好像一个刚要结婚的时候，他有很多的梦想。
For example, a person who is about to be married, he have a lot of expectations and dreams.
那第四点要谈的就是神啊。摆设这个喜宴啊，邀请人来参加。
And the fourth point is regarding God preparing this banquet and inviting His guests.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面说，天国好比一个王。
Here in this parable, Lord Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is likened to a king.
没有两个，只有一个。
There's no second king. There's only one.
好像一个国家只有一个王。
Just likened to a country, will have only one king.
那天国是属神的，当然只有一个神。
And the kingdom of heaven belongs to God, and therefore there's only one God.
有的宗教信仰啊，他所拜的神的对象有很多神啊，这个就讲不过去。
And the many religions they worship many gods.
神只有一位。
There is only one true God.
啊，我们教会叫做独一神观，就是神只有一个，真神只有一个。
And this is one of our doctrines in the church that there is only one God.
那他本身就是王。
And he is also the king.
圣经有很多地方记载神就是王。
In the Bible, many examples record Lord Jesus is the king, and he's only king.
先来看诗篇第五篇第二节。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter 5.
诗篇第五篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 5, verse 2.
我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。啊，有一个虔诚的人叫做大卫啊，他经常向神祷告。
There's a very godly man named David, and he often prayed to God.
那神在他的心目中呢，不只是神，也是他的王啊，心中王啊。
In his heart, God to him is not only a God, he's also the king.
这是表示他内心非常尊敬啊，这位神呐。
And that goes to show that in his heart he revered this God.
所以他一开头就说我的王啊。
So he starts out by saying, "My God."
他请这个王呢，就是神来垂听他祷告的内容。
And he asks this king, his God, to listen to his prayer.
他请神，请这一位王能够听到他的声音。
And he asked this king and this God to listen to his cry.
这也是我们每一个人的愿望。
And this is also all of our wish.
人在一个国家里面，你有声音要向总统或者是王提出来，你的声音很困难达到他的面前。
In a country, if we want to speak something to the president, it is very difficult for us to do that.
你要见他也不容易。
And it's very difficult for us to meet the president.
你要经过好几关，有时候就中间就被挡起来。
And you have to go through a lot of obstacles.
但是呢，大卫啊，要跟他这位王讲话呢，是直接的，跟我们现在一样。
But when David wanted to speak to his king, there was a direct speaking.
所以主耶稣这个比喻里面的王就是主的神。
So in the parable, the king the Lord Jesus spoke about is regarding to God.
也就是我们今天所敬拜的神，也是我们的王耶稣。
And that is the God we worship today, and that is our Lord Jesus.
但是呢，这个比喻里面有谈到这个王的儿子。
And the parable also talks about this son of the king.
那儿子到底是主的谁呢？
And who is the son?
是主的耶稣啊。
And this refers to Lord Jesus.
耶稣扮演很多的角色。
Lord Jesus takes up many roles.
他降生到世界的时候就称为是神的独生子。
When he came down to this world, he became God's only son.
从来没有人看过神。
Nobody have ever seen God.
但是呢，借着耶稣，我们呢，就能够了解哦，原来有一位神。
But through Jesus Christ, we know that there is one God.
所以耶稣降生在世界呢，有两个目的。
There are two purposes for Lord Jesus to come to this world.
第一个目的就是要表明他就是神。
And the first is to manifest that he is God himself.
但是以这个人所了解的秩序来说呢，他是神的独生子。
But from man's understanding, he is also the Son of God.
那他来世界的第二个目的就是要成为世人的救主，帮助人。
And the second purpose for his coming is to become the people's savior.
请看约翰福音第一章十八节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18.
约翰福音第一章十八节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。这里说神我们看不到，因为他的本质是灵啊。
Here it says we cannot see God because his essence is of spirit.
我们肉眼看不到神。
We cannot see God with our physical eyes.
那神到底是什么模样？
But what does God look like?
有很多的这个民族啊，把神形容好像动物一样。
There are many races who think God is some sort of an animal.
又把神形容好像大石头，好像一棵大树。
And some people would say God is like a big rock or a big tree.
这个对神啊是不敬的，是亵渎神啊。
And this is blasphemy against God.
只有我们信耶稣的人就了解得很清楚。
But for the believers of God, we will understand clearly.
所以神说他按照他的形象来造人啊，所以我们看到人就知道哦，神跟人一样的模样。
Because God created man in His image, and therefore when we see man, we know God created us in that image.
但是人从来没有看过神。
But nobody have ever seen God.
所以耶稣就是神本身来到这个世界，把真神表明出来。看到耶稣就是看到神。
So Lord Jesus came to this world to manifest the fact that He is God, and when we see Jesus, we see God.
但是呢，他既然成为人族，成为人的这个儿子呢，他就表明他就是神的独生子。
And when He became the Son of Man, He is also the Son of God.
请看第三章十六节。
Let us turn to chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，将一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。十七节。
17.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。哦，这个道理非常好。
This is a very good truth.
神爱世人，世人感觉不到。
God loves the world, yet the world does not know.
所以他就将他的独生子赐给世人。
And so he gave to this world his only son.
就是耶稣。
And that is Lord Jesus.
所以我们相信耶稣呢，就不会灭亡，会得永生。
And so if we believe in Lord Jesus, we will have eternal life.
耶稣来到这个世界不是很可怕的，不是要定世人的罪。
Jesus came to this world not to condemn our sins.
他是要叫世人因为信他而得到，而得救啊。
He came to this world so that people would know him and be saved.
那这个得救呢，又分为属肉体的得救，还有这个灵魂的得救。
And being saved, there's two aspects to it, and that is being saved physically and spiritually.
那这个得救呢，也有指着我们遭遇到危险他要帮助你拯救你。
That also incorporates When we are meeting danger, he will help us.
那这个得救呢, 最后就是要带你到天上去得救得永生。
And the last part of being saved is to have eternal life.
这个道理如果我们能够很了解啊, 你就会觉得我今天相信耶稣值得了。
If we can understand this truth, then you will feel that it's worthwhile for us to believe in Jesus today.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面说, 一个王, 啊, 为他的儿子, 啊, 办喜事就是这个意思。
And so in the parable, the king that prepared his wedding banquet for his son, it means this.
那主耶稣在世的时候呢, 他本身也提到说, 我好像新郎一样。
When Lord Jesus was in this world, he also mentioned that he is likened to your bridegroom.
不止他著称自己是新郎。
Not only did he call himself the bridegroom.
有一个先知叫苏洗约翰。
There is a prophet by the name of John the Baptist.
他著称啊, 是为主耶稣铺道路的。
And he was the one that paved this road of truth for Lord Jesus.
他著称是主耶稣的开路先锋。
And he was the one that went before Lord Jesus.
他也曾经介绍耶稣是新郎。
And he also introduced Lord Jesus as the bridegroom.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻呢, 是指的神跟他本身来说的。And
so Lord Jesus spoke this parable, and this refers to God and himself.
请看马太福音9章14节15节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verse 14 and 15.
马太福音第9章14节15节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verse 14 and 15.
那时约翰的门徒来见耶稣说：“我们和法利赛人常常进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么？”耶稣对他们说：“新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀恸呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要进食。”
这里提到禁食的问题。Here Jesus questioned about fasting.
犹太人的传统信仰里面啊，禁食的内容太多了。And
there are many contexts regarding the traditional concept of about fasting.
他们有固定的禁食的这个时间。They
have a set time where they are required to fast.
犹太教里面的这些法利赛人设定了这些禁食的时间。
In Judaism, the Pharisees set these times where they have to fast.
那苏洗约翰出来传道理的时候呢，就协助他们进食啊。And
so when John the Baptist came out to preach the gospel, he also fasted with them.
那奇怪，怎么耶稣的他收门徒啊，这些门徒怎么不进食？所以他们觉得很好奇啊。But
they felt very strange that when Lord Jesus came and his disciples did not fast.
所以来问耶稣。
And so they came to ask him.
耶稣说新郎啊，跟这些陪伴的人在一起不需要禁食，因为太快乐了。
The Lord Jesus answered him that when the bridegroom is here, they do not need to fast because it's a joyful occasion.
人在悲伤有困难的时候啊，才要禁食啊。
And only when the bridegroom leaves, that is when they have to mourn and fast.
悲伤痛悔悔改的时候才要禁食。
And only when they're repenting and mourning should they be fasting.
所以犹太教很多啊，没有意义的禁食啊，哈，真的让这些百姓啊非常痛苦啊。信这种宗教真的太糟糕了。And
so in the Jewish religion, there are many regulations that force them to fast without reason, and this makes the religion very difficult to follow.
有的人为了立志要禁食啊，每安息日中午我就不吃饭要禁食啊，但是途间一 拖久几十年来都这样，让他苦得要命啊。For
some people, they want to fast, so they are determined to fast every Sabbath at lunch. However, this makes them very, very difficult.
我们这种活的信仰，不要定那种俗的规条啊，永远这样，这个不对了。And
for our living faith, we must not have this very strict regulation.
所以主耶稣在这边就很坦白地说啊，他的门徒不需要进食，不需要，因为我跟他们在一起啊。And
so very clearly, Lord Jesus said that the disciples don't need to fast because the bridegroom is with them.
但是有一天他要离开啊，好像新郎要离开陪伴啊，这是主的主耶稣本身要定十字架了，啊，后来呢，死而复活升天了，门徒就很忧伤，这个时候就要进食了。
But he also said there will be a time when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and they will fast, and that is when Jesus was crucified and risen to heaven.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面谈到新郎就是主的他本身。
So this bridegroom that is referred to in this parable is himself.
那书写约翰也有介绍耶稣就是新郎啊。
John the Baptist also introduced Lord Jesus as the bridegroom.
请看约翰福音第三章28节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 28.
约翰福音3章28节到30节。
Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 28 to 30.
我曾说我不是基督, 是奉差遣在他前面的。 你们自己可以给我做见证, 起先父的就是新郎, 新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音, 就甚喜乐。 因此, 我这个喜乐满足了。30节。 他必兴旺，我必衰微。就苏西约翰啊，有良心又谦卑。
Here we can see John the Baptist has a good conscience and he is humble.
他不敢夸口自己的伟大。
He does not glorify himself.
主耶稣比他后来才出现在犹太的社会中。
And Jewish came later after John the Baptist in the society.
但是大部分的人都要以我为大，以我为荣耀。
But he said that most people must take Lord Jesus as the higher.
但苏启言真的，他是一个有教养的人啊，真的呢，他是非常有修养，他就把耶稣捧起来。
And even though John the Baptist came before Lord Jesus, he still put Jesus as the higher.
他甚至说耶稣会兴旺，我会渐渐衰微啊。
And he even said that he must become greater and I become less.
每个人都希望自己的光芒越来越发扬越大。
Everyone wishes that they'll be more glorified themselves.
但真正有修养、灵修好的人啊，不希望他的光芒太大。
But for a person who is very spiritual cultivated, he will not want to be glorified.
有时候光芒很大，他会收敛自己，渐渐渐渐让他来很自然的衰微下去。这个才是灵修好的人。And
for a person who is already very, very glorified, they will try to take away that shine.
苏西约翰留下了非常好的榜样。And
so John the Baptist set a very good example for us.
第二点要谈的就是女主角新娘。
And the second point I want to talk about is the bride.
在旧约圣经里面,
In the Old Testament,
谈到神的百姓就是神的新娘。
It talks about the people of God as the bride.
这个是有很多地方都有记载, 我只举一个就好。
And there's recorded in many places in the Bible, and I'll point out one.
请看何西阿书第2章19节。
Let us turn to Hosea.
何西阿书。 但以理书的后面，何西阿书。
Let us turn to Hosea.
第2章19节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
我必聘你永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我。神以一些这个。 美德就是公义、平安、慈爱、怜悯来聘我们成为他的妻子。And
God had betrothed us through these virtues, righteousness, justice, and love and compassion to become his bride.
为什么要这么说呢?
Why did he say this?
因为我们跟神之间啊, 我们可以扮演很多的角色。
Because between God and ourselves, we have different roles.
那夫妻两个呢, 按照圣经的道理是一体的, 是连在一起的。
According to the truth in the Bible, the husband and wife is of one body.
不能离婚的,
and they cannot be apart.
所以我们信耶稣的人的, 因为信仰, 我们的家庭啊, 也比较幸福。
And therefore, for those who believe in Lord Jesus, because of our faith, the family will be more harmonious.
好像我们跟主耶稣就连在一起, 不能跟主耶稣离婚的, 不可以的啦。
Just like how we'll be together with Lord Jesus, we cannot separate from him.
所以一旦信耶稣啊，就一辈子相信他，不会离开的了。And
so once we have believed, we have to believe all our lives, and we will not separate.
因为神呢，他用 很多的这个内容来聘我们啊，值得了，太值得了。
Because Lord Jesus has betrothed us with all these virtues.
仁义、平安、慈爱、怜悯啊，这个做聘礼来聘我们，太值得了哈。
And with all these virtues, it is very worthwhile.
那在新约圣经里面，所谓新娘，是指的谁呢？
In the New Testament, where does it refer to the bride?
就是指着我们弟兄姐妹啊。
And that refers to the brothers and sisters.
这个传道人保罗他有讲过了。
Apostle Paul have said this.
请看哥林多后书十一章第二节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十一章第二节。
Sorry, chapter 11, verse 2.
哥林多后书十一章第二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
我为你们起的恨恨原是神那样的恨恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。传道人也好像介绍人。
And Apostle Paul is likened to a matchmaker.
他对哥林多教会弟兄姐妹说啊，啊，我把你们许配一个丈夫，就是耶稣基督。
And he said, I have promised you, which is the Corinth church, to one husband, and that is Christ.
所以今天呢，我们也要成为耶稣基督的新娘。
And therefore today you must become the bride of Lord Jesus.
那这个新娘要打扮得很漂亮。
And therefore we must dress ourselves up.
不能够邋里邋遢的很难看，不行啊。
And we cannot be too casual.
尤其要结婚的要备齐的时候。
And especially on the wedding day.
圣经这个道理很多的哈。
There are many truths regarding this in the Bible.
在以弗所书也听到这个，以弗所书五章里面有提到这个事情。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, it also records this.
教会的弟兄姐妹要成为荣耀没有瑕疵要献给基督的了。
That the church of God must become without flaw and be dedicated to God.
那在启示录二十一章里面也有提到。
In Revelation chapter 21, also mentions.
主耶稣要再来迎娶我们之前啊，你要准备得非常完美才可以。
That before Lord Jesus comes again to take his bride, we must be very well prepared.
主耶稣再来迎娶我们，就是我们的好像跟他结婚的日子到一样。
And the day Lord Jesus comes again is likened to our wedding day.
所以在这之前呢，我们要灵修，让自己完美啊。
So before this, we must cultivate ourselves and become complete.
有一些怪脾气，有的不好的习惯要渐渐修正了。不要一辈子都改不了，就不好。
And so we must correct our bad habits.
小孩子有很多的缺点啊，但是渐渐长大，渐渐修正啊，到长大成人要结婚的时候就很完美啊。
As a child, we have many different habits and different weaknesses, and we must correct them as we grow up.
那我们信耶稣也是一样啊。
And it's the same for us believing in the Lord Jesus.
越来越完美啊。
We have to strive to be more complete.
这样才能够成为基督的新娘啊。
And that is how we can become the bride of Christ.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻啊，真的对我们的这个鼓励很大。
And so this is a big encouragement for us.
我们要嫁给这个国王的儿子啊。
If we're to marry to the son of the king.
这非常光荣的啊。
It is a very glorious thing.
那第三点要谈的。
And the third point.
人的梦想
that a man's dreams.
人要结婚的时候有很多梦想
When a person is about to get married, he has many dreams.
希望一生过着幸福没有痛苦的日子
And he wants to live a very smooth life.
这种梦想呢可以实现也不一定会实现
And there's a possibility that this dream will come true and there's a possibility that it will not.
结婚以后有幸福的一面
After you get married, there will be a blessed side.
但是也有辛苦的一面。
And there will also be one side that has a lot of troubles.
但是在辛苦的一面呢，他心里很甘甜。
But when they're going through their troubles, they will have the sweetness in their heart.
所以有的人结婚以后啊，当起妈妈，当起爸爸啦，他非常辛苦。
So for a person, sometimes when they get married and become parents, they will have a lot of troubles.
要把一个小孩养大不是那么简单的啦。
It is very difficult to raise a child.
你们这些当小孩、当连儿子都不知道父母的辛苦啊。
And for the children, it is difficult to understand what it's like to be a parent.
好在我们信耶稣的人都比较懂得这个道理，会孝敬父母。
And for those who believe in Lord Jesus, we know this truth, and so we'll be more filial to our parents.
比较会听话。
And they'll be more obedient.
所以这个信仰对我们的帮助很大，会提升我们的这个品格。
And so the faith is good for us in that it'll elevate our virtues.
人的梦想啊，希望幸福，没有痛苦。
For a person's dream, they want to have a life that has all the blessings and no troubles.
实际上不可能。
But this is not possible.
梦想是梦想，不一定能够实现。
This is a dream, and it may or may not come true.
所以总有一天你会明白。And
one day we'll understand.
有很多这个可怜的事情呢，这个现状，这个痛苦的状况，你会发觉，哎，怎么会这样呢？我希望啊，没有痛苦，也就怎么会这样呢？
Sometimes we'll think that I wanted to have a very smooth life with no troubles. How come I'm meeting all these things?
那人在这个世界上啊，主耶稣有说过啊，说你们在世界有患难啊，这个是必定的啦。
Lord Jesus even told us that in this world we will have troubles.
但是你们在我里面有平安啊,
but we will have peace within him.
除非你要离开这个世界上天堂就没有痛苦啊, 你既然在世界就有痛苦的一面,
Unless we depart from this world, if we stay in this world, there will always be this troublesome side.
所以为什么这些痛苦的状况会存在呢? 这个有人的原因也有神的。
So why do we meet all these troubles? There are two sides. There are reason from God and there are reason of men.
在传道书里面有提到说，神叫世人所经历的就是这些痛苦了。In
the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that God wanted us to go through these sufferings.
那这个要追究到我们人类的第一代亚当夏娃了。And
this goes back to the reason goes back to the ancestors, and that's Adam and Eve.
啊，要追究这些没有意义啊。And
there is no reason why we should investigate into this.
那人的梦想里面啊。And
in a person's dream.
希望生活在一个和和平平、快快乐乐的环境里面。We
all want to live in a very peaceful and joyful place.
但是你又会发现。 在我的周围环境里，为什么有一些不公平的事情发生？
And you wonder why around me, why are these things that are unjust happening?
明明是我吃亏啊，他占便宜，但是他不承认说他吃亏，我占便宜。
And in actual fact, I've been taken for granted, yet they don't admit that.
那这些啊，人的事情啊，什么不公平，什么有爱心没有爱心啊？ 将来啊，都会水落石出啊。And
all of these little things, it all become clear in the end.
谁对谁灰啊，这个辩论不完啊。有一天你就了解谁对谁灰啊。In
the end, you will finally realize that who is actually right and who was at wrong.
那这个在传道书也有提出来。And
this is also mentioned in the book of Ecclesiastes.
请看传道书12章14节。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书12章14节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14.
因为人所做的事情，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。啊，谁对谁非，将来到神的面前都可以了解啊。
And whether one person's at wrong or in the right, God will know in the end.
无论善恶啊，神都要问清楚的了。Whether
good or evil, God will pass on the judgment.
什么隐藏的事情，没有人知道，神早就知道了。Including
everything hidden, God will know.
所以有一天呢，我们都会明白的。现在不太明白，无所谓。And
so it is okay for us to not understand this, but one day we will.
那在人的梦想里面呢？In
a person's dream.
希望成为一个经济很好、有钱的人呐。We
want to be a person with good financial standing.
但是你要知道啊，有钱的人也有他紧张的内容呢。
But we must know that for a wealthy person, he has his own worries.
金融海啸一发生啊，有钱的人紧张，没有钱的人也在紧张。
When the economy goes down, the rich will be worried and also the poor will be worried.
那这种状态呢，是很普遍的。
And this is very common.
不是有钱的人就不会紧张，有时候比穷人更紧张。
It doesn't mean that a wealthy person will not worry. Sometimes he's even more worried than the poor person.
那些找不到工作，肚子一直呱呱叫，饿得要命，他也会紧张啊。
And for those who cannot find a job and they're going hungry, they will also be very worried.
那人在世界上的梦想是希望这样吗？不一定。
And this is not a person's dream in this world.
人有这种美好的一面，美好的一面。
And men have this good dream.
也有一个丑恶的一面，不好的一面。
And also have a bad side.
但是到有一天呢，你就会这些都扯平了，都差不多，都差不多。
And so when you see the greater picture, these are both trivial.
这就是主耶稣讲这个喜宴的比喻，让我们了解啊。宴席是会结束的，不是永远这样在那边请客的啦。
And this parable also tells us that this banquet will end very soon.
所以将来呢，有一天啊，你就会了解，哎，好的跟不好的都会扯平，都一样。
And so in the end, you realize that the good and the bad will all be judged.
好，请看哥林多前书第七章三十一节。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第七章三十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31.
用事物的要像不用事物的，因为这世界的样子将要过去。底下还有很多内容，就看这一节就好。
Let's just look at verse 31.
保罗在这边说，用树上的东西，还有不用树上的东西呀、都有。但是有一天呐、这些都会成为过去的。
And Paul said there are those who use the things of this world as if not engrossed in them, but this world and everything in this world will pass away.
三十二节以下，他就谈到这个家庭的生活、人的婚姻的事情呐、也有挂历，也有快乐的事情哈。
And from verse 32 onwards, he talks about the marriage and the good things and bad things in marriage.
但是呢，总有一天呐、这些都要成为过去，既成为过去都，一切都扯平了，都扯平了。
And so when things pass away, these things don't matter.
那人的梦想里面
And so in a person's dream,
每个民族的梦想都差不多哈。
Everyone in different cultures have similar dreams.
每一种文化里面的人呢，都有他的梦想的那种。
And everyone have different contents in their dream.
落后的国家、文明的国家，都有他们的梦想的内容，都差不多哈。
And for different countries, even though they may be different development, they'll have similar dreams.
那这个主耶稣这个比喻里面
In this parable spoken by Lord Jesus,
他谈到这个喜宴啊，这也是一种制度哈。
And this is also a part of their culture, and that is the wedding banquet.
那这种制度呢，每个民族的这种制度的内容不太一样。
And this part of the culture will be different in every race.
像台湾的原住民啊，有九个原住民，他们婚姻的制度啊都不一样的哈。
And for example, the natives of Taiwan, they will have a different kind of culture for their wedding.
那在西方国家，我们在这边啊，这个制度也不太一样。
And in a Western country, the culture for weddings are different.
那教会成立以后，也有新的制度出现。
When the church is established, there will be different regulations also established.
那这种制度好像很理想，其实不见得。
But these regulations seem very ideal, however, they may not be so.
那宗教这个团体里面啊，教会里面呢，注定很多的制度好像很理想，但是有时候就 不理想。
There may be some regulations in the church that seem ideal, but they may not be as complete.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us turn to Acts of Apostles, chapter 2.
四十四节、四十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 44 and 45.
使徒行传第二章四十四节、四十五节。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verse 44 and 45.
信的人都在一处凡物供用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。初期教会成立以后呢，就注定一个新的制度。
And when the church was first established, they have this regulation.
凡物公用。
That everyone possess will be used by everyone else.
你有多大的这个田地，卖掉都拿出来，大家公用。
And so for a person who has many possessions, they will sell it, and everyone can use this.
然后再分给个人所需用的就好。
And this lot will be divided among those who are needed.
这个叫做现在的共产主义，就是这种制度。
And this is like the communist ideal.
早期的教会就是共产制度。
In the earlier times, the church used this communist idea.
那这种制度呢，刚制定出来好像很理想很好，不见得。
In the beginning, when this was established, it seemed like a very good idea.
所以后来初期教会就没有办法实施这种情形，太困难了。
But then it became more difficult to enforce this.
你说使徒时代的教会最完美？不见得，哪有完美？还是有很多的缺点啊。
So you can't say the church of the apostle times was perfect. They still had their flaws.
你要学使徒时代的教会，这个为什么不学啊？共产制度为什么不学？每个教会都不愿意学，但是有少数的人去学，结果还是很困难。
And if you want to learn and copy everything they do in the olden church, why do we learn from this? Because many church do not want to learn their communist ideas.
所以这个制度呢可以改变。
And so we can change these regulations in the church.
这是主耶稣说这个比喻里面婚姻的制度啊，不一定要这样。
And so in the parable of the wedding banquet did not have to follow a strict regulation.
第四点要谈的。
And the fourth point.
就是神这个摆设这个筵席。
And that is God preparing this banquet.
他为他的儿子办这个婚宴只有一次。
The king only prepared this banquet for his son once.
所以神的这个天国的筵席啊，有的人一生只有一次机会啊。
And so this heavenly banquet that God is preparing for us, we only have one chance in our lifetime.
有的人这一次机会你不把握啊，就错过了。
And so if you don't take hold of this opportunity, you will let it pass.
天国只有一个王啊。
There's only one king in the heavenly kingdom.
天国只有一个独孙子啊。
There's only one son in the heavenly kingdom.
所以他办这个喜事只有一次啊，没有两次啊。
And so they only have one banquet.
所以天国主要的就是一个王，这个在撒加利亚书也有记载哈。
In the book of Zechariah, it also records that there's only one king in this kingdom.
那主耶稣在世的时候，他也承认自己是王啊。
When Lord Jesus was on earth, he also admits that he is the king.
巡抚比拉多问他：“你是犹太人的王吗？”他说：“你说的是啊。”他不否认的。
When Pontius Pilate asked Jesus if he was the king of the Jews, and he did not refuse.
那么神呢？为他的儿子办这个喜事啊，希望百姓所有的百姓都能够来参加。
When God prepared this banquet, he wanted all the people to attend.
那神办这个喜事啊，对我们现在来说啊。
And so in present day banquet,
就是你要注重这些宴席里面的就是精神食物啊。
And that is today we must take this chance to have this spiritual food in the banquet.
像我们教会的灵恩布道大会平常的聚会也是在办宴席啊。
For example, the services and the spiritual evangelical services are all banquets.
这是神希望人去享受的。
And these are banquets that God given men want us to enjoy.
请看以赛亚书二十五章第六节。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6.
以赛亚书二十五章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6.
在这山上的万军之耶和华，必为万民用回甘、色白、筵席，用陈酒和满髓的回甘，并澄清的陈酒、色白、筵席。先知在这边提到说啊，在神的圣山里面啊，神啊摆设筵席。
The prophet mentions that in this mountain, the Lord prepares a feast.
那这个简单说就是现在神的教会啊，在聚会啊，办筵席一样的。
And in present day terms, it is likened to today as having a service.
那这种精神食物啊，内容很多啊。
And there are many different kinds of spiritual food.
你能够来参加，也是一种福气，一种机会。
And it's a very good opportunity and also a blessing for us to come and attend.
那神办这种筵席，不只听道理一种哈。
In this banquet, we not only come to this banquet to listen to the truth.
在这个比喻里面呢，你要来参加，就是跟神亲近啊，跟这个王亲近啊，可以跟王交通啊。
When you come to this banquet, you can also interact and draw closer to this king.
你可以有机会跟这个王在一起，在这个宴席里面。
And you have a chance to be in the presence of this king in the banquet.
那当年来参加这个宴席，不必送礼，不必啊。
And when you come to this banquet, you do not need to present gifts.
再看五十五章，以赛亚书五十五章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节到第三节。
Isaiah 55 verse 1 to 3.
你们一切干渴的都当就进水来，没有银钱的可以来，你们都可以来买吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。第二节，你们为何花钱买那不足为食物，用劳碌得来的，买不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享回甘，心中喜乐。第三节。
Verse 3.
你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。信耶稣不要钱哈。
And so believing in Jesus is free.
这一段就是在谈我们的这个参加神的这个喜宴，不用钱啊。
This verse tells us that when we come to this feast of God, we don't have to pay anything.
神的恩典要白白赐给我们的。
Because God gives his blessings freely.
那有关这种属灵的筵席啊。
And regarding this spiritual banquet.
我们人不能够注重这个属灵的筵席。
We must not only emphasize on these banquets.
主耶稣在世的时候，
When Lord Jesus was in this world,
也顾虑到人属物质的这种筵席。
Lord Jesus also took care of the physical banquets.
这就是我们信耶稣，不是一天到晚只要信耶稣不做事情，这个就不对。
And that means that when we believe in Jesus, we must not only believe in Jesus and do nothing else.
你信耶稣还是要上班赚钱，还是在这个世界跟一般的人一样生活。
And even though you believe in Jesus, you still have to live in this world.
不能够整天只有听道理、看圣经、祷告而已，不能这样。
And you cannot only just read the Bible and pray every day and not do anything else.
主耶稣在世的时候，有很多人跟着他。好几天啊，不吃饭啊，主耶稣说不行，还是要吃啊。
When Lord Jesus was preaching, there are many people who followed him and didn't eat for days, but Lord Jesus said you have to eat.
所以主耶稣曾经用五个饼两条鱼啊，拨给五千人吃个饱，就是这个意思啊，就是暗示人啊，还是要顾到肉体的需要。
And so when Lord Jesus performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000, he means to say that even though they're studying the truth, they still have to take care of their physical needs.
有一次呢，也曾经给那个数千人吃得饱啊，这个都在旷野啊。
And there's also another time when he fed 4,000 in the desert.
所以 属灵的这种宴席需要，但是属肉体的也不能够忽略。
So we need this spiritual banquet, but we must not also neglect our physical needs.
圣经有这种多方面的道理啊，非常宝贵。
There is very precious truth in the Bible about this.
但是你只顾这个物质方面的这个食物呢，将来会出大亏的。
And for those who only take care of their physical needs, they'll be in great trouble in the future.
在先知书里面有一段话很好，我们来看阿摩斯书第八章十一节。阿摩斯书。
In the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 14.
耶尔书的后面，阿摩斯书。
And it is behind Joel.
但以理书、何西阿书。再来耶尔书，再来就是阿摩斯书。
And it is Daniel, Hosea, and then is Amos.
阿摩斯书第八章十一节。
Book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11.
主耶和华说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，连饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。”这里提到神的话的重要。
Here emphasize on the importance of God's words.
这里说有一天饥荒会发生。
Here says one day there will be a famine through the land.
这是属灵的饥荒不是属物质的。
And this is regarding a spiritual famine.
我们今天在加拿大信仰自由你要聚会听道理很方便。
In Canada, we have a freedom of religion, and it is very simple for us to hold services.
但是在世界上，同样这个地球里面，有些地方就不能像我们现在一样。
But in this earth, there are also some locations that cannot do this.
那有一天呢，神要降这个属灵的饥荒在这个地球上。
There will be one day when Lord Jesus will have this famine on earth.
你要信耶稣就不那么容易了。
And it'll make it more difficult for us to believe in Lord Jesus.
所以我们今天有机会听神的话，这个很重要。
So it is very important for us today that we can listen to the words of God.
有一天连神的话你都没有机会可以听。
Because one day we will not be able to hear his words.
所以先知在这边所发出的这个预言会应验的。
And this prophet has said this, and it will come true.
所以天国的筵席就是来参加这个盛会。
And so the banquet of in the heaven is likened to this holy congregation.
那主耶稣在世的时候也曾经强调。
When Lord Jesus was in this world, he also emphasized.
人活着不是单靠食物还要神的话。
That men do not live on bread alone, but also on the word.
两方面要双管齐下，都很重要。
And you must have both of these, and they're both very important.
不能够只有单方面的。
You cannot only be one-sided.
所以主耶稣说这个比喻就是有这些很好的道理在里面。
And so when Lord Jesus spoke these parables, he had all these truth behind it.
那早上第一个单元就是谈述点，就谈到这里。
And so I'll only talk about these four points in the morning.
下午第二个单元。
In the afternoon, I'll talk about the second unit.
唱赞美诗三十五首。
Let's sing hymn 35.